For several weeks now, we've had a series of rather complicated and harsh readings, starting with 2 weeks ago with the Beatitudes, the new law that Jesus inaugurated, a new way of living out the commandments and of understanding God's laws, and that continues into our current week, in which what we're struggling with today is how do we live that out so that goodness is what's cultivated in our heart. It started with the book of Sirach, in which Sirach is mentioning a wisdom statement about what it means to be a person in many ways. So what he's doing is he's recognizing how when someone acts, their actions say something about the character of who they are. And that's a big challenge to us. So that our actions now directly relate to who we are. Yikes. So what I want to talk about today is to bridge two different topics, and that's intentionality and discernment. Intentionality is, why did I do the action itself? What was my intention behind it? What did I mean to have accomplished through that? So for instance, both in the first reading and our gospel, Sirach is mentioning that the person, when they act, have something behind it. That's their intention. Why am I doing that? And why I'm doing it will directly relate to who I am. Same with today. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit. So if our intentions and our actions are good, we should have good results. Versus if I have other intentions that are not so good, different things result. And our goal, our hope, at least I hope our goal is to always do good things, to really strive for that. And we need to strive to understand our own actions so that what we're actually doing is good. So it starts out with, what is my intention? Why did I do it? Did I do it because I want it for the fun of it? Am I bored and want something to do? Did I want praise of my own? Let me give you an example. So let's say I decided to go volunteer at the Poverello Center in Missoula, the homeless shelter there. And I'm doing it because I want to put it on my college application so that I can get into a better college. What's my intention? It wasn't really to serve the poor, it's to get into college, to make myself look good. As soon as I do that, I will start to volunteer and I'm like, this is horrible. I don't like working here. So soon my desire will fade because my intention was in the wrong place. Now let's take the same scenario again. Let's say I volunteer to the Poverello Center because it feels good. I just like doing it. Sounds like a good intention, doesn't it? But as soon as a hardship comes, like someone I didn't want to work with, or I realize that people aren't as nice as I thought they'd be, the feeling fades away and so does my desire to keep doing this. My intention wasn't rooted in the right place. Now, the proper intention, as Jesus tells us very strongly in the gospel, is to do it for him. He says, give everything over to my Father. And so if our intention is, Jesus told me to serve the poor, so I'm going to go serve the poor out of love for him. Now, what I'm doing has nothing to do with the externalities, who I work with, who I have to serve, what it feels like to work with the poor. It has a different root. My intention is to serve God. And so now that I go with that intention, it recolors the entire picture of what I experience. And now my whole actions, everything I do, has a new character to it. It's now a different kind of good. It's a good that's given over to God where I don't experience the effects, but I will eventually when God gives back all the goodness I've given him. As he says, when you give good things to me, when you give over your gifts to me, I will multiply them 30, 60, and 100-fold. But that's not real easy. So let's start by bridging into that topic in a way and talk about discernment. What is a good thing? What is a good thing to do? As it says today in the gospel, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, neither does a rotten tree bear good fruit. So our goal is to always do what's good, to seek and strive after that. So what's good is usually what helps us grow together, what helps build people up, what helps to encourage people, which could also be very difficult, such as calling someone out for what's going on. But if we root that in the right place, out of love and charity, Jesus' words come true, where I look inward first. What is my intention before I call someone out? Is it because I want to look good in front of them, or because I recognize that I have something to offer them? Is it because I want them to look at me as this wonderful, wise figure, or because I really do desire their good? I desire well-being for them. That's the first stage of what is good. And then as we continue to build, when we root our prayer life and we recognize Jesus' ways, then we start to cultivate that as our actions as well. And that leads us to see our actions as in relation to Jesus himself. And we know the actions would be good, which is our eventual goal. Our goal is twofold. Our goal is to, first of all, have good intentions. everything we're doing is rooted in God, directed towards God, and for God. That what we're doing is giving ourselves constantly so that the externalities of the world don't affect us. And then when we do that, we recognize that one day, when we are in heaven, God will give us all those good gifts back as merits. He will recognize in what we have done something for Him, and will somehow, I don't really know how this works because heaven's really complicated, but He will glorify us through that, and we will be able to give it back to Him as this great gift. Look what I've done for you. So that's what we're challenged with today, to look at our own intentions. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Is it good? Is it bad? Does it need to be recultivated? And how does that affect my actions? How does it affect how I relate to people? How does that relate to my relationship with God?